Madam Chair, we're on page R36.
Page R36.
The house-only rider at the top, Neighborhood Healthcare Network, is an appropriation of $150,000 to maintain and staff a toll-free telephone number. And that compares with Senate language on R38 that has three appropriations for outreach funding.
Okay, I think we put that on hold already.
At the bottom of R36, Minnesota Senior Health Options appropriates federal money to the commissioner, and that's identical.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the article at the bottom of page 36.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
On the top of R37, utilization review. Dedicates federal revenue to the commissioner for that purpose, and that's identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the utilization review rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Next rider is house only. It's appropriation for study of dental access for persons with disabilities.
We'll put that one on hold.
On the top of R38 is the Senate appropriations for Minnesota Care outreach funding. That's Senate only.
We'll put that on hold.
On R39, the first rider on information and assistance reimbursement. Regarding the senior linkage line, there's a technical difference only, and we recommend the Senate.
Madam Chair, I'd move the Senate language on information and assistance reimbursement.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The remaining riders on that page are house only. They're appropriations for the Senior Companion Program, Volunteer Senior Citizens.
We'll hold on all of those.
Top of R40 is house only appropriation for the Living at Home Black Nurse Program.
And we'll hold on that.
On the bottom of R40, the Senate rider was adopted during the Article 1 discussion last Wednesday.
So do we need to adopt this rider language also?
Well, you already adopted it. The motion was to adopt it last Wednesday. So
okay,
it's
so it's done. Okay.
Without the dollars?
Without the dollars.
Top of R41, Senate-only appropriation for the Reverse Mortgage Incentive Program.
We'll hold on that item.
In the middle of the page, the Alternative Care Transfer Rider. That's identical in both bills.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the Alternative Care Transfer Rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Top of R42, the House has a new nursing facility reimbursement system delay rider. The Senate does not. This would be unnecessary if we follow through and adopt the rebasing proposal that
so
both
we'll put
bodies
this on
have.
Hold.
The long-term care consultation funding increase is identical except for a technical difference, and we recommend the Senate.
Madam Chair, I'd move the Senate language on the long-term care rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The bottom of R42 is the appropriation for the nursing facility sprinkler systems, and the dollar amounts are different.
I think we'll put this item on hold. I think the language is somewhat dependent on the level of appropriation.
And the top of R43, the House rider also has a $2 million appropriation for rate adjustment assistance grants for nursing facilities in financial danger.
And we'll put that on hold.
And on R43, there's Senate-only language on nursing home moratorium exception funding.
put that on hold.
On R44, there are two house-only riders, appropriations for a demonstration project and for mental health crisis services.
And we'll put those on hold.
On R45 is the compulsive gambling rider. Those are appropriations that are similar. I don't believe they're identical.
And the language?
Recommend the House on the language.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the House language on the National Council on Problem Gambling.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
On the bottom of R46, the compulsive gambling rider and compulsive gambling study rider. This language is missing from the Senate bill, so on the language we would recommend the House.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the compulsive gambling. Is that just the study or the?
Both of them.
Both studies.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
On R47, there's a house-only rider and appropriation for hearing loss mentors.
Put that on hold.
On R48, there's a house-only appropriation for Native American juvenile treatment centers.
We'll put that on hold.
On R49, the Senate rider was deleted during the Article 1 discussion. I believe the House rider would still be needed for the appropriation, so we'd recommend that for the language only at this point.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the House language on the Leech Lake Youth Treatment Center.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The assistive technology rider, we would recommend the Senate on the language.
Madam Chair, I'd move the Senate language on assistive technology.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And there's a House-only rider on state appropriation to repay overspending on the DD waiver by affected counties during 2004 and 2005.
We'll put that on hold.
And there's a Senate-only appropriation or transfer from the meth abatement loan fund to the Commissioner of Human Services.
We'll put that on hold. This item, however, was part of the meth legislation last biennium, and these are unspent dollars in that agency that the Senate is transferring over to continue some of the treatment programs that otherwise would be sunsetted.
Bottom of R51 is a House-only rider, community training and consultation appropriation.
That on hold.
The top of R52 is also only rider an appropriation for mental health tracking system.
We'll put that on hold.
The next rider, quality management assurance and improvement system for Minnesotans receiving disability services. I don't know why I don't have a recommendation written down at this point.
We'll just put that on hold for now then. You can take a little bit more time to look at it.
Then there's a House-only rider and appropriation for the Disability Linkage Line.
Put that on hold.
And a Senate-only rider and appropriation for a home health reimbursement study.
Put that on hold.
That takes us to the top of R54. There's a House or Senate-only rider and appropriation for money regarding the establishment of the county certification method. Neighborhood Services Programs.
Put that on hold.
The Remembering with Dignity Project. On the language, we recommend the House with the Senate date on how long the money is available, and delete the House immediate effective date.
Madam Chair, I'd move that we adopt the Remembering with Dignity Project, the House language, except for the, what was it?
Effective date.
Effective date.
Which we take the Senate.
We take from the Senate.
Madam Chair, and also the date on how long the money would be available.
And the date and how long the money will be available.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
On R-55, the rider on transfer authority related to state-operated services, that's identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt that language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
There's also an identical rider on an appropriation limitation.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the language on appropriation limitation.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
On the bottom of R-55 is a Senate-only rider. This does not relate to money. It just requires the Commissioner of Human Services to maintain the Internet-based resource developed as part of the evidence-based practice for the treatment of meth abuse at the Wilmer RTC.
Right. I think this is related to an appropriation reduction, however.
Okay.
So we'll put that on hold.
The last rider in the Department of Human Services relates to the Minnesota Security Hospital, allowing them to establish community-based capacity. There's a technical difference only, and we'd recommend the Senate.
Madam Chair, I'd move the Senate language on the Minnesota Security Hospital rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, then the Commissioner of Health Appropriations starts on R-56, but the first rider is on R-57. It's Senate-only pay for performance. And then there's also another Senate-only transfer from state government special revenue funds.
We'll put those on hold.
On R-58, there are TANF appropriations, and paragraph A has some technical differences, and the recommendation would depend on whether or not you adopted paragraph B in the House, which is House only.
So we'll put that on hold.
The TANF carry forward appropriation on R-59 is identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the TANF carry forward rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The loan forgiveness appropriation is has different dollar amounts. The funding comes from different funds. They're for different years, and also the House adds the funding to the base and the Senate doesn't.
So we'll put that on hold.
The Men and Able rider is House only.
We'll put that on hold.
The fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is similar. The that first line in the House, 900 each year is added to the base, is not in the Senate. And also on line 527.4, annually thereafter, is not in the Senate. But otherwise, they are the same, I guess. Sorry, on the next page, R-60, the Senate has a clause 3 that the House doesn't have.
For some reason, I'm missing page 60.
Okay. And also, the on line 527.4 of the House and line 264.15 of the Senate, the date should be July 1st, not July 2nd.
So does the staff have any recommendation on this?
We would recommend taking the Senate language with the technical technical change on the July 1st, including the Clause 3.
Including the what?
Clause 3.
Notwithstanding any contrary provision in this article, the rider shall not expire.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the Senate language for the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder rider, except that on line 264.15, we change the July 2nd to July 1st.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The next rider on R60 is the deaf or hearing loss support in the House and family support and assistance in the Senate. They have the same money. There are technical differences, and we would recommend the House language.
Madam Chair, I'd move the House language on the deaf or hearing loss support.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The heart disease and stroke prevention rider is House only.
We'll put that on hold.
The family planning grants is the next rider, and they have different dollar amounts. The House adds it to the base, but on the technical differences, we would recommend the House format.
Madam Chair, I'd move the House language on family planning grants.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The Bright Smiles pilot project on R61 is House only. Then the next rider is on R63.
Representative Clark.
Madam Chair, I have an amendment on that. Do you want to wait until we bring it up for the whole discussion?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, page R63 has the suicide prevention programs rider, and that's House only.
We'll put that on hold.
The community-based healthcare demonstration project is also on page R34 in the House, and I think I guess that was put on hold when we went over it on R34. So,
well, I think it was because we hadn't gotten to the Senate language. Is our recommendation which one we go with?
I think as far as placement, we recommend that it goes in the health, where it's placed in the health appropriations for the Department of Health. But as far as language, we don't have a recommendation.
All right, we'll put that on hold then, and perhaps you can look at it.
Birth defects is on page, it's R63 in the Senate, and then on page R71 in the House. Minnesota Birth Defects Information System at the bottom. There are different amounts, and we recommend the House language.
We're not doing amounts now anyway, so.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I move that we adopt the House language on page R71 for the Minnesota Birth Defects Information System.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Okay, so back on R63, the hearing aid loan bank or hearing aid instrument loan bank, there are technical differences, and we recommend the Senate language.
Madam Chair, I'd move the Senate language on the hearing aid and instrument loan bank rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, R64, the methamphetamine abuse grants, is Senate only.
Then on hold.
And the medical home learning collaborative is House only.
We'll put that on hold.
The rider for community collaboratives is also House only.
Put that on hold.
On page R65, the healthcare access survey rider is identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the healthcare access survey rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the Merck rider and the Merck federal compliance rider, they are have different numbers and the purposes are different.
So we'll put that on hold.
On page R66, the health information technology, the language is identical, and I believe we have an amendment from the Department of Finance. If you want to take that now, it's from the regarding the that they don't need to be involved in the transfer of money.
Yes, let's do the amendments. So
Madam Chair, I'll move the A151 amendment.
Has it been distributed?
No.
Can we have it distributed? Any questions about the A151 amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt the health information technology rider as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next rider is House only health insurance exchange.
That's on hold.
On page R67, the rider at the top is House Only Uncompensated Care Fund.
That's on hold.
The next one is the federally qualified health centers. There are several technical changes. And also the funds come from different accounts. The Senate adds that the funding comes from the general fund as of July 2011, and that the rider doesn't expire.
So we'll put that on hold.
The next rider is on page R68. It's the pandemic influenza preparedness. The Senate has, the second paragraph is coming from a one-time spending bill from the Senate, and so the House doesn't have similar language. And the top part is the House states that the base is $0. The Senate states that the funding is not part of the base. There are other differences in the way that the funding is broken down in the Senate. The House has just one lump funding appropriation, so we don't have a recommendation.
All right, we'll put that on hold then.
The next rider is the window replacement program, and it's Senate only.
We'll put that on hold.
And the environmental health tracking and biomonitoring rider at the top of R69 is House only. And this may be being carried in near the Senate's environmental bill.
It's my understanding.
The AIDS prevention initiative focusing on African-born residents rider is House only.
Put that on hold.
Madam Chair, on R70, there are five House only riders. First is the arsenic health risk standard. The second is the lindane and bisphenol A studies. The third is the, I believe it's DBE, I don't know the acronym for it, and I certainly don't know how to say it. And the fourth is the radiation study.
We'll put all those on hold.
Okay, on R71, we have the water treatment rider. They have the same money. There are technical differences. And we recommend the House language.
Madam Chair, I'd move the House language on the water treatment.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next is the environmental justice mapping rider, which is House only.
Put that on hold.
And the next is the HIV information or the HIV information and referral rider. There's a mistake in the years on the Senate. It should be fiscal year 08-09 rather than 07-08. And there are technical differences in stating the amounts, so we recommend the House on the language.
Madam Chair, I move the House language on the HIV information rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The lead hazard reduction rider is House only.
We'll put that on hold.
And the Minnesota Birth Defects Information System was adopted a little earlier today. So on page R72, there is a TANF appropriations, and this is similar to the one before where there are technical differences in paragraph A in the House and the paragraph in the Senate, and the recommendation would depend on whether or not you adopted paragraph B.
So why don't we put that on hold then?
And also there is a an amendment from the department. I don't know if you want to take that up now or not.
Is it to clean it up or?
Apparently it is only dealing with that paragraph A, which is similar in both.
Okay, well, let's take the amendment then.
Okay.
It's the A-150 amendment.
Well, yeah, this is to the House language. We can amend the House language, but the The item is on hold. I see. Okay, so I understand better now. The A-150 amendment deals with existing TANF appropriations to the Department of Health. And in the House, you've lumped that all together with your new appropriation. And so, for clarity, we should adopt this amendment.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'd move the A-150 amendment to the House language on the TANF appropriations rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted.
Okay, Madam Chair, the next rider is the TANF carry forward, and the language is identical in the House and the Senate.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the TANF carry forward rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The next rider is on page R73, and it's the disease surveillance rider. The money is coming from different funds, and the House has language assuring occupational and residential histories are included. The Senate doesn't have that language.
I'll put this item on hold.
Okay. Then the next set of appropriations are for the Veterans Nursing Homes Board. The Veterans Nursing Home Special Revenue Account rider at the bottom of the page is identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the Veterans Home Special Revenue Account rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, at the top of R74, the first rider is the repair and betterment rider. The amounts are different, but the intent is identical, and so on the technical differences, we would recommend the House.
Madam Chair, I'll move the House language on the rider at the upper left of R74.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next rider is the pay for performance for vets homes, and that is Senate only.
We'll put that on hold.
Madam Chair, the next set of riders is the health related boards. There are two differences in the boilerplate language. The House has the paragraph at the top, the Commissioner of Finance shall not permit the allotment and encumbrance or expenditure of money appropriated in this section. And the Senate has boilerplate language that the amounts that may be spent for each purpose are specified below. And we would recommend taking both of those. Otherwise, the language is exactly the same throughout because it's just appropriations.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt both the House language and the Senate language on the rider on page R75.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Okay, then on page R77, we're starting the Emergency Medical Services Board appropriations. And the first rider is the Regional Emergency Medical Services Program, or in the Senate, the Regional Grants. The Senate has one-time funding, and the House adds the money to the base and funds it in each year. We don't have a recommendation.
We'll put that on hold.
The next rider is the Longevity Award and Incentive Program, which is Senate only.
We'll put that on hold.
The one at the bottom of the page, the Health Professional Services Program, is identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the Health Professional Services Program rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the appropriations for the Council on Disability are on page R78. There's a House only rider for funding the Options 2 program and specifying membership of a Options 2 steering committee.
We'll put that on hold.
Then starting on page R79, there is Senate language that was codified. Let's see, Section 12, the Minnesota Care Funding has
already
been. We adopted
that already.
Yeah. Then the next one is Senate only. It's excess police state aid holding account.
Put that on hold.
On page R80, there's Senate only language regarding the window place, codifying the window replacement program.
That on hold.
Madam Chair, then on page R82, there is Senate only language regarding the sprinkler systems and nursing home facilities. I believe it was compared already in article when we went over article 4.
And we put it on hold.
Madam Chair, then on page R83 at the bottom, there's Senate-only language for the aging of food support benefits and reporting requirements that I believe was compared during article when we looked at article 1.
And I thought we adopted it in that article.
That's right, Madam Chair. That can be deleted from
R83. So we can just cross that off on the sheet.
Okay, Madam Chair, then on R84, there is language from the one-time spending bill in the Senate, the aging of cash benefits, Senate only.
We'll put that on hold.
And the next section is Section 19 in the Senate only. It's compensation increases for state employees, I believe.
We'll put that on hold.
And Section 20 is Senate only. It's a non-grant operating carry forward, stating that at the end of the second year of the biennium, the remaining non-grant operating balances may be transferred with the approval of the Commissioner of Finance to the special revenue account.
We'll put that on hold.
Madam Chair, on page R85 in the middle, there's the Minnesota Food Support Program simplified application language, and that is Senate only also.
We'll put that on hold.
Then Section 11 in the House and Section 21 in the Senate deals with the transfers, and it is identical with one technical difference, and we recommend the House language.
Madam Chair, I move the House language on R85 for the rider on transfers.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, on page R86, there are three sections, the Section 12 in the House and Section 22 in the Senate. Indirect costs of not to fund programs, and the language is identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the rider on indirect costs not to fund programs.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
In Section 13 in the House and Section 23 in the Senate, the sunset of uncodified language is identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the sunset uncodified language rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And then finally, the section effective date section in the House and effective date section in the Senate are identical.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the language on the effective date.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Members, then we had gone through and found some more outlier bills that we thought we could resolve. Now, I believe the one on the doulas is on hold for a fiscal note.
You could do those two. You could do sections 26, 25, and 26.
All right. I guess we have a couple of sections of that bill that are not fiscal that we could adopt. We'll put the one that has a fiscal on hold since neither the House nor the Senate has a current fiscal note on it. Ms. Kavanagh, do you want to? This is in Article 6, Sections 25 and 26, Patient Bill of Rights. Is that language identical?
Madam Chair, the House Section 25, that section is identical to Senate File 1197. And Section 26, there is a difference. And on that... Look at House Section 26 on page R30. They use the sentence, a chosen representative may include a doula of the patient's choice. And the Senate uses, a patient who is an expectant mother has the right to the presence of a doula of the patient's choice, except in the case of emergency as provided in Section 145.652, Subdivision 2.
Madam Chair.
Representative Abler.
That was discussed in the House. The reason the House shrunk it down is it gave less of the appearance of a mandate as opposed to the intent that just would allow the presence and not the right to have somebody pay for it. So that was the effort why the House changed the language to that.
Could you just tell me what page this is on again?
Madam Chair, it's R30. And the Senate language is in 1197. I could read that again for you if you want.
Well, it did sound to me like the Senate language has the exception for emergencies. Maybe we should just adopt section 25 on this and check with the authors. Bill, before we do section 26.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt section 25 of the on page R29.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Ms. Kavanagh, then on sections 32 to 35, is that?
That's the registry and that's the fiscal.
It has a fiscal impact, so we'll put that on hold. Then physical therapy fees, Article 6, Section 39. It's an outlier bill, Senate File 1823. And those are identical.
It's identical, but we held that, so.
And those are identical?
Yep. Same with Section 40.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt Section 39 in Article 6.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. On the next one, Article 6, Section 40, which is incorporated into Senate File 2067, Senator Erickson Ropes bill. We do have a signed off fiscal note on this. We can pass out. Oh, we don't need to make copies, maybe if you want to just read it.
Madam Chair, members, this bill increases licensing professional counselors' fees for licensed professional counselors and licensed alcohol drug counselors licensed by the Board of Behavioral Health and Therapy. It modifies applications and renewal fees for the LPCs and increases the fee for license verification and fee for duplicate certificate and establishes a fee for LPC sponsor applications. The bill increases fees by $33,000 a year and then creates expenditures of, it just increases the fees by $33,000, and those fees then are show up as savings of $33,000 to the SGSR account, to the Health Relations Board Fund.
We could adopt this if we want to.
I would move we adopt Article 6, Section 40.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Then we have Article 7, Sections 7 and 8, which are included in Senate File 900. This was pharmaceuticals for nursing facility residents.
Madam Chair, we have an amendment to be passed out on this.
Okay, why don't we distribute the amendment?
Amendment would make the House language identical to the Senate language and incorporate some amendments that got to the Senate later and were adopted. They're mostly technical except for the language on line 13 requires the contract pharmacy to notify the long-term care facility whenever medications have been dispensed according to the subdivision and certify that complied with the subdivision.
Madam Chair, I'd move the A60 amendment.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Abler.
Are the pharmacies and the long-term care facilities, this is their work that they've worked on. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Any discussion?
I just want to. This is relates to people in a nursing home that have some pension rights to health care, and they can get their drugs through that, but it's been complicated for that to be done, and this section of the bill will fix that for them.
Thank you.
Any further discussion of the A60 amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The A60 amendment has been adopted. Then I think we could adopt House Article 7, Sections 7 and 8.
Madam Chair, then I would move in Article 7, we adopt Section 7.
Madam Chair, I think
as
it's
amended.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I think the sections are actually 7 and 9.
Yes, not 8.
Oh, okay.
I'll change my motion. Madam Chair, I move that we adopt Section 7 as amended. And Section 9.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Then we have Article 10, Section 14, relating to the lead abatement program. This is contained in Senate File 1015. This is was carried by Senator Higgins. Is this identical?
No, Madam Chair, it's not. These are changes to the lead abatement program that both the House and Senate do, but they do it in different fashion. The House names a specific grantee in the statute. The Senate keeps the current language on eligible organization. But they both streamline the lead abatement program with the grant application process. And then the changes in Subdivision 5, 9, and 10 correspond with the changes in naming just one nonprofit organization, this clear core that's named in the House bill. Those changes in the House correspond with that change. And then the Senate repeals subdivisions 4, 6, 7, and 8, and the House repeals subdivisions 3, 6, 7, and 8.
Is there a reason for the difference in the repealers?
Well, it talks about applicants, and the House only has one. The Clear Core is named, so there aren't going to be any other applicants. So that's in subdivision 4. So that's why. Whoops, I take that back. The Senate doesn't repeal subdivision 4. I'm sorry. Yes, we do. Do you want me to pass out the language, the Senate language?
That would be fine. So are the only differences that the House names the organization, receive the grant, and the Senate describes the organization?
No, the Senate took the Department of Health's language on this at the end, and they keep they don't say a specific, they're only going to be one.
I see.
Grantee, it's still going to be a process open to other applicants.
Well, I thought
it's streamlined.
I thought that was the purpose of the bill. Is there a reason the Department of Health didn't want that? Representative Clark.
Maybe I can shed a little light. We had a discussion about this in several committees. The old language has an open bid process.
Yes.
The new language is to clarify that we're not going to do that process anymore. We wasted like 8 or 9 months last time around because there's only one organization that does this, and when they do the bid, they wait and wait and wait because there's nobody else that ever applies that has these skills. So the idea is just to put it in statute, not to have people laid off and not have children being served.
Right. We did have the same discussion in the hearings. I'm just curious as to why it got changed at the end. Is there someone from the Department of Health?
Madam Chair, John Stein, Environmental Health Division Director from the Department of Health. The language that the department preferred was the Senate language. Maintaining the grant as a competitive grant process.
And for what reason?
On the premise that a competitive grant process is preferable to designating one organization. We believe there may be additional organizations that would apply for these funds.
Well, Mr. Stein, have there ever been?
To my knowledge, Madam Chair, there have not been other grant applicants, but it was the first year that we operated the grant on a competitive basis. We have received some indication of interest, but nothing firm at this time.
Mr. Stein, isn't this sort of complicated by the fact that they have to have a contract with AmeriCorps?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, could you repeat that?
Isn't this grant somewhat complicated by the fact that the grantee has to have a contract with AmeriCorps?
The ClearCorps designation would require, I believe they have a contract requirement with AmeriCorps. Our grant, the language we preferred, did not include that requirement, I believe.
Mr. Stein, wouldn't it be pretty hard for the grantee to implement the grant on as wide a basis without that contract with AmeriCorps?
Madam Chair, that's probably correct. Yes, it would be difficult.
Thank you. Senate's prepared to take the House language. There is, however, this issue with the legislative auditor's recommendation. if we want to fix that up this time or not.
Madam Chair, you mean
describing the organization rather than naming it?
Madam Chair, I could just weigh in on that, which is, there are several places in statute where we're still doing that, even though it is the recommendation of the legislative auditors. I think this would be one where it would make sense to still do it.
All right. Why don't we just go ahead and adopt the House language?
Okay. Madam Chair, I move the House language in Article 10, Section 14.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then we have in Article 10, Section 58, the lead testing study. This was contained in Senate File 1015. Again, it was contained in Senate File 1015, an outlier bill.
This is, Madam Chair, it is identical except for technical differences, and we'd recommend the Senate language on this.
Do we have an amendment?
Oh. No, we don't. We've got the language in front of you. I think we can we can make it if you want to look at that.
Would it be all right with the House if we adopt this language and instruct the staff to incorporate the Senate technical changes into it?
Okay. Madam Chair, I'm just trying to understand what the technical change is. I think that's probably fine, as long as it's still the same testing. Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay.
just want to move the House language with the instructions that the staff should be make amendments to incorporate the technical.
How different is that?
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the House language in Section 58 and direct staff to make the necessary changes from Senate File 1015. Add that into the Section 58.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Okay, and then we started going through the articles where we had sections that were not contained in one side or the other, and we thought there were some with fairly innocuous consequences that we could adopt. So let's begin with Article 1.
Madam Chair, Chris is making copies of the list of sections that we're going to go over.
This is Article 1, House Section 1, 2, 20, 23, and 80. Madam Chair, can you do that, please? Let's start with House Section 1, Article 1. This allows the exchange of child care data to monitor benefits. This was in the House bill, but not in the Senate bill. The Senate would be prepared to adopt that language.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 1 of Article 1.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then in House Section 2 of Article 1, this prohibits charging interest on child care overpayments. Senate would be prepared to adopt this House language.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the House language in Article 1, Section 2.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Article 1, House Section 20. This adds child care assistance to the DHS compliance system. The Senate would be prepared to adopt the House language.
That's R33. Madam Chair, I would move Article 1, Section 20, House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then Article 1, House Section 23. This is a declaration for the purposes of applying for Minnesota Care and Child Care that the information provided is correct under penalty of perjury.
Madam Chair, I would move on page R34, Article 1, Section 23, the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Then Article 1, House Section 80, allows the Commissioner of Revenue to disclose child care information to allows the disclosure of information to DHS for the purposes of child care applications. Senate would be prepared to adopt that House language. Section 80.
Yeah, it's on page R96. Madam Chair, I would move Section 80, Article 1.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then we'll move on to Article 3. These are on the Senate side, but not the House side. first one is Senate Section 1. This is stating transfer purposes from the Healthcare Access Fund to the General Fund. This is language that was omitted at the time that this transfer was created. This is for the purposes of paying the MA, paying the provider tax on the MA portion, and then that state share is returned to the providers, and that is the purpose of this transfer. So it's really technical language that was omitted from the law in past bienniums.
Madam Chair, I would move the Senate language in Article 3, Section 1.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
That motion was just for paragraph A.
Oh, I was going to ask about paragraph B, which might create a fiscal note. So.
We'll hold on paragraph B. In Senate Section 2 of Article 3.
Madam Chair, this language is budget neutral. There was a grant money in the base, still is in the base for this program, but the language authorizing the grants was inadvertently repealed, I think, in 2003. The money's still in the base, so this would just reinstate the authority to make grants out of that appropriation within the limit of the money available.
Madam Chair, just what
Representative
just Thiessen. To clarify, what's happened with the money since then, or is this a part of a larger grant?
I think the department's been making the grant based on the idea that this was an error.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would move the Senate language in Article 3, Section 2.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then in Article 3, Senate Section 53, this is related to obsolete language on asset limits. That particular asset limit no longer exists in law. It is no longer being implemented, so it would be technical to remove the language.
Madam Chair, then, that's on page R54 and R55. I would move Article 3, Section 53.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then moving to Article 4, House Section 102. This is language that limits the expansion of certain MINDO projects for 18 months. This was contained in a Senate outlier bill, Senate File 1221. The Senate would be prepared to accept the House language at this time. The rest of Senate File 1221 had fiscal implications and was not adopted in the Senate, but I don't believe there was any objection to this House language.
Section 102?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I would move the House language Article 4, Section 102 on page R91.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. And in Article 4, House Section 125, this relates to the Ombudsman for long-term care, as the House has referred to it, and the publishing of rules related to that. I believe the Senate would be prepared to accept the House language on this item. And 125 and 126.
Okay. Madam Chair, on pages R110 and R111, I would move sections 125 and 126 House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then if we could turn to Article 5. The first one we'd like to look at is Senate Section 7. This reestablishes authority in the Department of Human Services to provide children's mental health grants. I believe this was omitted in the House because they did not take the governor's mental health proposal, but the House does also have children's mental health grants in their proposal. So we believe we both could accept this.
What page is that on, Madam Chair? Does anybody know?
R8.
R8.
Madam Chair, I would move the Senate language, Senate Section 7 of Article 5.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then House Section 4. This relates to examiners in bordering states. And the Senate would be prepared to accept the House language on this item.
Madam Chair, I'd move on page R9, Section 4.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then moving on to Article 6. First article we'd like to turn to is House Section 44. This relates to food stands. We haven't actually been able to determine if this has a special revenue impact.
Madam Chair, the department said that they really at this point don't know how many stand or how many organizations would be, but they would take their thought that it would be
so negligible impact on the special government states. Government Special Revenue Fund, so the Senate would be prepared to accept this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I'll move House language in Article 6, Section 44 on page R40.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then in House Section 45, this relates to an advisory committee putting together and recommending some health promotion programs. Senate would be prepared to adopt that language.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 6, Section 45. It's on page R41.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. And House 46, in Article 6. This is asking the advisory committee and the department to come up with recommendations on implementing the housing with services standards.
Madam Chair, I would move that in Article 6 we adopt Section 46 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. And in Section 47 of Article 6, the House has some language regarding Diagnostic Imaging Services Advisory Committee. The Senate would be prepared to accept that with a sunset on the advisory committee. We have an amendment to that effect. We'll distribute the amendment at this time.
Madam Chair, I would move the A62 amendment, which puts a sunset of June 30th, 2008, this advisory committee.
Thank you.
We just thought they might get their work done if we have a sunset. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And then, Madam Chair, I would move Article 6, Section 47, as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Then Section 48. This deals with hearing aid dispenser fees. And this would imply then that the Senate would be taking the hearing aid dispenser fee item on the spreadsheet as well.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move Article 6, Section 48 in the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then we'd ask for the House to look at Senate Section 32 in that article. This deals with a cervical cancer study. This chair, Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Clark had to go to Ways and Means. She was just called there. Three of our five conferees sit on Ways and Means, and I think they needed a quorum. And so she had to go, and I know she has some thoughts on this, so if we could hold that for a moment.
All right, we'll put that on hold. Then turning to Article 7, we can look at House Section 32. This corrects a statutory reference for the community action agencies, and the Senate would be prepared to accept this House language.
Madam Chair, I would move in Article 7, the House language in Section 32.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. And in Article 10, I'm not sure if we can do this one either then. Which one is it? This deals with a newborn hearing screening program. It's Article 10, House Sections 15 and 52.
I think we can probably proceed.
It's Senate Section 19. Ms. Kavanaugh, can you just refresh our memories about the differences here?
There are some minor differences in the advisory committee. The Senate
states the committee must complete the appointments by September 1st of 07. And the Senate clarifies how the expenses are going to be paid to the advisory committee and the House doesn't have that. Then there are that's the one difference. The Senate does have an expiration date also for the advisory committee that the House has set up. Then there are minor differences, technical differences that the staff would recommend the Senate.
So our recommendation would be that we take the Senate language on this item.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would recommend, I think this is page R15, that we take the Senate language on section 19. Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now, in regard to the children's mental health grants that we authorize the Department of Human Services to make, we also need to adopt Article 5, Section 40, which is a revisor's instruction related to this, to complete that item. Representative Walker is indicating that would be correct.
Okay. That's on page R38. Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt section 40 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Mr. Chairman, then we'll just hold on the one item on our list that we need to come back to when Representative Clark is here. And with that, I believe that we've completed the work that we have available for us to look at this time. I would ask the conference committee to be in recess to the call of the chair.
Madam Chair.
Representative
Abel. Since we have a minute, could I offer just a couple thoughts on behalf of the administration?
Certainly.
Thank you. And if you recall, back when I was growing up, I remember China wasn't in the UN yet, and so they would rely on the country of Albania to make their messages known. And so on behalf of that same idea, I now will be Albania on behalf of the governor. And and just so you know, I don't take this lightly. There's no one more interested in this topic than I, except maybe you and the conferees and the people in this room. This is a topic that is and a content area that is more important to more people who have less capacity to take care of themselves than any other department of the legislature. But and I thought about how I might do this, and this is actually of my own volition. I think that as we move forward with this, we need to be aware of the environment we're working in. And I know what people are, but I just wanted to emphasize that so that we've not brought the governors and the department staff to the table. But we did get a letter, and in that letter are a few things. There's a couple other things. I've probably talked to 20 people in different departments, and both you privately. But I just have to emphasize a few things in the letter, just so you know what the administration thinks about some of our work. And I'm devoted to getting the best bill out of here on time, getting home on May 21st. And serving the people we have to serve. But now to the Albania thoughts. The administration is very concerned about the obligations and the sustaining them into the future. They're concerned about automatic inflators and the tails. And you know this, but I'm just reminding you all.
Representative Abler, just so we can be on the record correct, the letter is wrong about the Senate tails.
Okay. Fair enough. But I think, Madam Chair, and the point's well made. But I think the whole idea about tails in general. So I'm not. I'm just making sure that we think we have to have this chat. It'll be short, but the governor and the administration is concerned about the about moving the proportion of public health care that's funded by public health care modes to be increasing as being a problem. They're concerned also about the buybacks of some of the changes made, which I know are dear to your heart. Concern about some of the spending in the MFIP and the TANF program, which adds people onto the MFIP program, is a concern. He's concerned, and they are, about the family stabilization program. It's complex and expands. And the unpaid work opportunities, the 60-month, the county MFIP performance requirement. Frankly, some of those I don't mind. I'm just telling you the message, okay? But I think we need to understand that this is a three-legged stool that we're working on. They're concerned about spending in child care, concerned about some new mandates on state plan and private health insurance, which, frankly, I kind of like, and the concern about some of the studies adding to FTE load at the Department of Health, and I think that they're grateful for your work on positive alternatives, keeping part of the money. They're concerned about the cuts tied to an increase in other family planning monies. There's some things we've adopted. I'm trying to get a list, just so we'll know, of the identicals that are adopted that they have concerns with that were identical. I know the $125 SSI, the $50 housing. They're concerned about lack of cushion in TANF and healthcare access funds in the out years. The special revenue funds being changed in their function. We haven't talked about premium caps. In talking to the department, I'm going to quote just a sentence from an unnamed staffer who's senior. I'm having the conversation because they say, quote, these conversations aren't feasible. One very senior member of the administration says, we're just going to veto it anyway, so why does it matter? I don't want this to be vetoed anyway, just so it doesn't matter. Madam Chair, the House is not going to, the governor is going to veto the tax increase. And since I live in that caucus, they got 45 votes to uphold the veto. And I know that we talked about the money you think in your bill is hard currency. But I'm very concerned that as this moves forward, we're going to put forward to the governor a bunch of bills, especially this one, which has so many vulnerable people in it, that will be either brought back again, hopefully still in May. And so I just want our members to be aware that as we move forward with this, that there's a dialogue that if we can somehow have with the administration, you know, and in terms of the politics, we're not on the political radar, hardly. The House has got education, health care, and property tax. Nobody has nursing homes and frail, vulnerable elderly, and, you know, that is their postcard group. And so as we work on this together, I hope that we can get a bill that the governor can sign. And I don't know how we do that. I don't know how we do that at all, but I wanted to bring it up now. And so that's my thoughts, and I hope you take the spirit with which I offer those, Madam Chair. So thank you very much.
Representative Abler, we would like to have a bill that the governor will sign also, and I can guarantee you one thing. If the governor doesn't sign our first bill, the second bill will be less to his liking.
I talked about that too, Madam Chair, I remember, so thank you.
Now that Representative Clark is back, maybe we could revert to Article 6. This would be Senate Section 32. This related to the cervical cancer study. We went through and adopted a number of House sections in this article. The Senate would like to have the House consider adopting that section with no money impact.
Madam Speaker, I would ask to put that on hold.
Pardon me?
I would say we should put that on hold. I don't think we're not prepared to adopt that language.
Maybe the House could indicate what the concern is.
Well, sure, we could. How long time do we have? There's some big questions about the whole, first of all, the mandate. I understand that they're looking at the language here. I think probably takes that out. Or at least they want to come back with considerations about whether it should be mandated. Some of us have big questions about just the science behind the whole thing, the pressure by the big pharmaceutical companies to start with 9-year-old girls, now 9-year-old boys, mandatory vaccination. We're just not in the same place where the Senate is, I guess, in terms of thinking that that's a good idea.
Madam Chair.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, Representative Clark, I am no fan of the pharmaceutical companies by any means. I've taken them on in lots of legislation, and I had no pressure from any of the pharmaceutical companies in introducing this legislation. It was from my experience working in oncology and watching people die from cancer and recognizing that we finally had the opportunity to eliminate a cancer that caused me to bring this legislation forward. But I want you to know that we've taken away the mandate. This is purely a request to resurrect the Cervical Cancer Elimination Task Force, ask them to review all the scientific findings, and ask them to make a recommendation to us, which we still would have to take up and review before we would adopt anything. So it's purely resurrecting the task force and asking them to look at this, at what is available, and make a recommendation to the legislature.
I understand the position. I just don't think we should be going that direction right now. And there's a number of reasons having to do with limited clinical trials. I mean, I've looked into it quite a bit, a lot actually, and talked about this with people at national meetings. And I just think there's way too many questions. Yep.
Senator Prettner-Solon, and then maybe you folks can have some discussion on the side.
I can pass.
All right. So that item will be on hold. Chair will recess the conference committee. I believe that we could reconvene in about an hour, and we would have some more work to do. And that would be about 10 after 11. And so we'll be in recess.